Professor Keith Engel, the Chief Executive Officer at the South African Institute of Tax Professionals. Professor Engel, thank you for being with us on HFM this afternoon.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Prof, I think it's probably fair to say that we are facing unparalleled economic hardship. This was no fault of anybody's. This just happened. Massive contractions. People are struggling. People are struggling in ways that could not have been anticipated 3 months ago. Businesses are struggling. And so, yeah, very opportune time to speak to you about possible ways in which small and medium businesses can benefit from or access government incentives.
Yes, look, I think government is trying to, on the one hand, look, one could argue that they perhaps overreacted to the virus. Things like this have happened before, but we follow the World Health Organization. But the bottom line is you're stopping all transactions, so now you've got to get them going again. So government is fully aware of that. There is limited resources, but there are incentives out there, and that's what government was trying to do. So they've given some tax incentives. Some are fairly easy, where you're simply deferring taxes or skills development levy that's been waived. Others are literally an application process. A lot of them are pushed for employees, and some are for business as well. So there are a mix of them out there. The question is, how quickly can you get access? Where do you go? Do you go to DTI? Do you go to Treasury? Do you go to the banks? There are a number of places.
I hope you're going to answer some of those questions, Prof.
Well, I think, look, if you're doing about loans, the banks are running that. So you probably, the best thing to do is get access to your banks. The banks there, sometimes that's not so easy to access because you're filling out forms again and the numbers are big. Some banks are a little bit more accessible than others. Other times what you can do is Treasury's given out some of those incentives. I think the big thing that a lot of people are using right now is the TARES program in UIF benefits. To say, look, if you're going to be laying off employees or you wanted to partially subsidize employees, TARES is, and that form of relationship is often the one that people are accessing most these days. I think the loan access is also gone. I know that DTI has given out a few incentives as well.
Prof, I'm a little bit removed from all of this, but people that I have spoken to have pointed out to me that to access those benefits are proving impossible. I know significant business owners trying to access UIF, and really, if it wasn't for connections with very powerful people, they wouldn't have got out of the starting blocks.
Some of it's power, and some of it's also knowledge. So one of the problems that you're picking up is that they're not used to giving out this much money. They don't have the staff. Again, remember, a number of people are also remote. So all of a sudden, they're having to give it a massive amount of benefits, and I guess the connections are to get ahead of the queue, which is a great concern. So, you know, does government have the capacity, even if it has the money, the human capacity, to prioritize all those numbers?
Do you think they've done a decent job in terms of publicizing the availability of these resources?
I think it's been okay. I think the point is the problem with government is they don't market and they don't sell. That's not what governments do. So they did okay with it. They were a little slow on some of these benefits. Then they're trying to get them out. But they don't understand that a lot of things, when it requires a form and it's regulation, people shut down emotionally. So you've got to make things very, very easy, and you've got to have guides and other things like that readily available. You know, one-page form, here it is. Do these 5 things and you're done. And the system that government has is just not built for that. So I think they're doing the best they can in a very, very limited amount of time. But is it going to be the kind of accessibility you'd see like getting McDonald's or, you know, Burger King or getting Kentucky Fried Chicken? No, they're not built that way. And so I think they've done a reasonable job given the resources, but it isn't what they really need actually a lot more.
So, Prof, if I am a small business owner and here I am, I'm stuck in the headlights, like I don't know where to turn to. There's too much happening between losing my income, not making sales, people I'm responsible for. What's your advice to them? Where do you start?
Well, I think the key was, I think probably the best thing to do, and maybe, you know, you say there are a number of incentive specialists out there. There are also a number of, you know, accountants and tax also out there who are helping a lot of people on a regular way. And they probably could do it faster for you. I mean, you could try to learn, go onto the DTI website, go onto the Treasury website, and now you're digging around with the guides. You know, that's not easy to do. You might be able to do it, but it's always better to have somebody who's doing this all the time. And I would suggest they reach out there. And my understanding is the two places to get that relief is providing UIF benefits for, you know, reduction in employee salary or, you know, temporary layoffs. And the other way is to get the small business loans. And I know a few people have gotten a fairly substantial amount of loans, and that's what they really need is the loans to give them cash to get through these next couple of months.
Yeah, and those would be the lucky ones, Prof, because those are the ones who have jobs with documentable incomes. You know, what about those contractors who are, you know, I don't know, work in the field of the arts? It's going to be immeasurable suffering that I just, you know, none of this is going to help them.
Yeah, I agree. I think the problem is the formal economy gets the formal benefits, and unfortunately, the people hardest hit are the people you're talking about. They're kind of, you know, independent contractors servicing businesses. They don't have their paperwork in line. See, government is good about dealing with paperwork. So if you don't have your paperwork ready, then now you need the incentive specialist to get your paperwork ready just to make the application. So yes, I agree with you full heartedly. Sorry to interrupt.
No, not at all. Prof, unfortunately, we're out of time. What an interesting conversation that was. Thank you for your input, and I hope that if you were listening and if you are one of those who have been so severely affected by the COVID-19 pandemic that, that Professor Keith Engel maybe gave you some assistance as to where to go. Prof, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Cheers, son. Goodbye.
Cheers, Prof.